my love.
Long Talk Radio.
You're my angel. You're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for holding patiently.
Now you all grown up like Rudy Hustle. I could be your bud, you could beat me up.
play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your buzz. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight back. And I'll be setting separate plays, so on all these separate days, your legs can go their separate ways.
Tell me again, not that. Oh, it's a good look, baby. Tell me again. Tell me over and over and over again.
A long time,
shawty,
but fucking never crossed my mind,
shawty,
but tonight I seen something in you,
shawty,
that made me wanna get with you,
shawty.
You ain't been nothing but a friend to me,
shawty,
and a nigga never ever dream with me,
shawty,
up in here kissing, hugging, sweet and touching,
shawty,
up in the bathtub, rubber dubbing,
shawty,
why you sure you wanna go this route?
Shawty.
Let a nigga know before I pull it out.
Shawty.
I would never ever cross the line.
Shawty.
Shawty, let me hit you. Tell me one more time. One more time.
Tell me again. Oh, it's a good look, baby. Tell me again. Make sure you're right.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, hey.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey. Don't play, motherfucker. Freedom got an AK.
Hey, to the Clickety clank, clickety clank. The money goes into my piggy bank. I'm in at you.
My night touch your skin.
I'm in at you.
Blow shot, that's your man.
I'm in at you.
Do five, don't sustain.
I'm in at you.
I put that to that end.
It is no, don't be screaming, get at me, dog. How you running for your life when I'm at your bar? I get the wave in that semi like it's legal. A little nigga hurt his arm, letting off that eagle. You know me, black on black Bentley, big old black nine. I clap your mother ass, you black on black crime. Big old gun rims green, you know how I shine. Come on, man. You know how I shine. Up in the hood, in the drop, truck long, front and top. Got 100 guns, 100 clutch, wild, hitting them shots. That fat nigga thought lean back was in the club. My shit still 11 mil, this shit was a dub. Jada don't fuck with me if you wanna eat. Cause I took your little ass like Jay did my beat. Yeah, I'm in New York, niggas like you focus. But that's only New York, dog, your ass is focused. Clickety crank, clickety crank. The money goes into my piggy bank. Clickety crank, clickety crank. The money goes into my piggy bank.
Yeah, this bitch look like Campbell for the surgery. It's an emergency from Michael Jackson, see. This bitch in it says she looks like me. Khalid said a milkshake, bring all the boys to the yard. And Nas went and tattooed the bitch on his arm. I mean, when I lay out in Cali, niggas know you, girl. First thing they say about you is you're a sucker for love. This is chestnut checkers, these are all the shots. After your next move, I'll give you what I got.
Clickety crank, clickety crank. The money goes into my piggy bank. Clickety crank, clickety crank. The money goes into my piggy bank.
Yeah. Ganiway Uzi Undugu. East Way Lake to E Africa.
Right.
E Africa, East Way Lake to Ascari X. Check it. Uhuru. Sasa Way Uzi Undugu. Ula Way Ufe Unguru Way. Uhuru. Sasa Way Uzi Undugu. Ula Way Ufe Unguru Way. Ain't just by the bitch, they got me locked down again. Doing time on the book and parole violation. Now I'm going through the same bullshit all over. Have a war to the state, but I'm gonna break cause I'm a soldier. They can't take my freedom cause I never was free. But I hate being trapped behind them motherfucking gates. The police wanna fuck my plans off. In the future, man, it's gonna be a standoff. And so I'm gonna shoot you cause I'm a revolutionary full of bullets. Ready to fill a cemetery full of police and full of bullets. We got to fight this war up in the ghetto, man. They trying to kill us. Only the realest black gorillas gonna be standing when the dust settles. The government is petrified of us black fellas. They try to keep us trapped behind that heavy metal. When they parole us, they control us cause they hold us in the palm of their hand. Squeezing, trying to crush us. I'm strong, motherfuckers. How long is my brothers gonna continue to suffer? They got a plan to put a man in a pen for life. I ain't playing by the rules, motherfuckers. Them three strikes, you got to choose. What side of the fence you gonna stand? Either you gonna die with the old world or live in the new world that's coming in. And the new world is gonna be ruled by the family. Righteous black gorillas gonna complete the revolution of the 60s. Are you with me? For the year 2000, I'ma provide my people with food, clothing, and housing. BGF, Crips, Blood, 415. We got to come together and get organized with each other. Surround me with your manpower, cause I was chosen for this hour. Talking about
Uhuru, stop, stop, where you think we do go? Ula, where you fake, Uhuru, way? Uhuru, stop, stop, where you think we do go? Ula, where you fake, Uhuru, way? These old motherfuckers are sold us out for riches. Doing the revolution of the 60s. Half of them niggas turn snitches. Ain't no goddamn excuse for them losing their soul. They rather let them pecker woods have control over the whole ghetto population. Cowards slip on their knees, giving Uncle Sam oral copulation. Motherfucking Uncle Tom nigga roll. Ain't got no goddamn self-respect. They sold it all to the redneck that put them on the payroll. Have you ever seen a black po-po acting like he don't know he's on the wrong side? Switch hitter, never had no black pride. All them niggas should have died at birth. After they mama wasn't worth the pain and make it worse. They gon' be the first stupid motherfuckers to get sent to the front line. As America burst in flames, it's revolution time, nigga. How you figure you gon' live when it's over? Rather we win or rather we lose. I told you the threat cause the color of your skin. And no matter how white you try to act, you can never give it back. You can never change the fact that these crackers really wanna kill us all. And your silly ass is helping them fill us into these small ass jail cells they've been building. Population control wanna stop the black male from producing most children. White man system be setting traps. It's time to resist them. Everybody get your straps. BGF, Crips, Bloods, 415. We got to come together and get organized with each other. Surround me with your manpower. Cause I was chosen for this hour. Talking about
Uhuru, stop, stop. Where you think we do go? Ula, where you fade and go away? Uhuru, stop, stop. Where you think we do go? Ula, where you fade and go away?
Hardcore, revolutionary, guerrilla war. Fair, gon' get us to the promised land and I'm gon' take you there. Cause I'm a guy to weigh on the front line with a reversible clip in my K. At the same time, we gon' make the government pay. War crimes, all we're getting beginning to mind. The black man ain't free. No, we've been in this country for over 400 years, y'all. Them homies don't want me to tell the truth about the situation concerning liberation. If we want it, it's gonna take a confrontation. Any day's a revelation. I've been losing my religion in the middle of all the confusion. I decided to dedicate my life to the struggle like Huey Newton. I know that revolution is the only solution. Shooting is what it sounds like when a black gorilla cries. In this guerrilla warfare, some of us got to die. This is the second resurrection of the struggle. It's about to be a rubble in the jungle. They wanna lock me down, but they rather have me dead instead. Cause as long as I'm alive, the revolution's gonna be led in the right direction. I know the reason why the black section of every city is called a ghetto, where every ghetto dweller gotta deal with police aggression. Ain't you tired of oppression, black genocidal deception? BGF, Crip, Blood, 415. We got to come together and get organized with each other. Surround me with your manpower, cause I was chosen for this hour. Talking about
Uhuru, stop, stop, where Uzi Ndugu, Ula, where Ufe Nguru way. Uhuru, stop, stop, where Uzi Ndugu, Ula, where Ufe Nguru way. Uhuru, stop, stop, where Uzi Ndugu, Ula, where Ufe Nguru way.
Ernie Grant is on peace, Ernie. But I want to talk about the Trump card. Brother Rich, Red Pill, Blue Pill, and Dot tackled this subject before, so I don't want to get it confused. All right? Shout out to everyone on Google Hangout. But I just want to kind of go over some things. And as I always say, I'm not the best knower in the room. I think all of us collectively constitute the best Noah, all right? Shout out to Tanya Johnson, Soleil, love you, Soleil. Kim is on, and I think this particular subject makes for good dialogue and conversation, depending upon which side of the particular card that you're on, whether you cashing your chips in for the your Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I call them the Democrats. They're the same people to me. So I want to talk about the Trump card, but before I get into that, thank everyone for purchasing Symbology, the Psychological Covert War on Hip Hop Book 2. All right, the books went out. Hopefully y'all are getting the books. Y'all, I know that y'all are because you're letting me know that you are. And this is a follow-up to this book, Psychological Covert War on Hip Hop Book 1. Thanks for those people that never heard of either one of them that's buying both of them. All right, if you want the books, just go to my website, www.professorgriff.me, and purchase the book. All the information to purchase the books are on there. All right, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. Shout out to Ava Sheffield for all the information coming through Serious Minds. It's seriousmindsinfo@gmail.com. If you want to send me some information about a show or whatever, shout Sean Carter, my man, B-Son. If you want to send me some information about a show you want me to do or some subjects you want me to talk about, just send them to seriousmindsinfo@gmail.com. So we're going to talk about some things. And just right off the rip, let me kind of dive into it. Let's just get a few things out of the way. And please, by no means, I don't want anybody out there, especially the Christians, to take anything I'm about to say personal. This is not personal. When I get to the personal part, I'll kind of put some brackets around that, and I'll let you know how personal it is. But we had a death. And people are mourning the death, pardon me, of Bishop Eddie Long. All right? I want to say something about it. I thought Brother Rich would want to talk about it, but I guess it's not that important for Brother Rich to want to talk about it. Tonight he wants to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. I don't mind talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. I don't see what it is to talk about in reference to Bishop Eddie Long. That handwriting was written on the wall along time ago. I don't know how you feel about, of course, you know, a human being dying is a human being dying, and we all understand that, and I could meet y'all halfway on that. This is where it gets sticky. This is personal. If you are found taking off young boys that have come to you for guidance and help, then whatever God does with you and however God handles you, that's on you. That's between you and your creator, all right? But if he deals the swift hand of justice and you ended up where you ended up, all right, going from 250 pounds to like 94 pounds, wearing muscle shirts and sending crazy half-naked pictures to little boys and all that kind of stuff, bruh, straight up, and anybody like you, I want to warn you, you, now that you've passed on, anyone like him that want to follow in his footsteps, whether you in the church, out of the church, or wherever you are, if you think that we are going to, not only the conscious community, but you know whether you're part of the conscious community or not, that's on you. If you're just part of the black community, if you feel and think, or think and feel, that we're going to sit back and watch you maneuver and how you want to take off little young boys and ruin them for life, your ass got another thing coming. We're not going to sit back and constantly watch this and how you deal with young people, young boys, all right? Those of you men that want to take advantage of young girls, we're not going to sit back and watch that either, all right? So we just want to send that kind of vibration and energy out to those of y'all that are entertaining the thought. My man Aaron Allen is on, Sifu Aaron Allen, Kim Nicole is on. We're not going to sit back and tolerate that. So if you're entertaining the idea, I think you better think twice, plain and simple. Once we get this thing together and we're no longer up under these people's laws to regulate us in reference to how we deal justice to these savages that are out there taking off young boys. No, 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 no. We're going to take control of our own destiny, and we're going to deal with you how we deal with people like you, all right? So I don't feel any particular kind of way about God dealing with these people. I want to just say to you, why are you? I'm surprised that you're surprised how God dealt with this character, all right? I say, let God do what God said God would do to people like this, all right? Move your ass out of the way, all right? If God's wrath is upon this dude and was upon him and he ended up where he ended up, shit, so be it. I mean, all you doing is getting in the way. And if you find yourself in the way of God's wrath and punishment for people like that, God may deal with you. All right? So, DJ Earth One, peace. I don't care whether he was in the church, out of the church, wherever you are, in the mosque or in a gang or wherever you. If we find you dealing with young boys like that, ruining them for life, no, of course you got to answer to God. We're not playing judge and jury. But you got to answer for that, plain and simple. I'm not going to harp on that. All right? So let's talk about the Trump card. As you all know, President, if you didn't vote for that they selected to get sworn in this Friday, is about to take office.
Which of our sons might live or die? Both were suffering from kidney failure, but only one of them could receive their mother's organ. I don't know why both my sons are ill, she says. But in the end, the decision was taken for her. I decided my brother should get the kidney. He's still young and has a better chance of recovery. Everyone has the urge to live. I hope I'll get a kidney soon. China has a huge organ shortage. It once harvested the organs of executed prisoners. Now Beijing says it will only accept public donations. But the Chinese believe the body should be buried intact, and with less than one donation per million people, its donor rates are among the lowest in the world. The patients at this hospital can count themselves lucky. They're among the rare few in China to receive a life-saving transplant. For everyone here, there are thousands of others waiting for an organ, and that huge demand has created a thriving black market. And these are the scars of the trade. Deeply in debt, this 21-year-old says he sold his kidney for £4,000. He doesn't want his identity revealed, but he describes the dark, secretive world where the traffickers operate.
I was blindfolded and driven to a small farmhouse. Inside, there was a full surgical theater. The woman receiving my kidney was also there. I was scared, but the doctors put me to sleep. I woke up and my kidney was gone. The buyer wanted life and I wanted money.
Li Haichen also wants life, but will only accept a legally obtained kidney. For now, he gets dialysis 3 times a week. But like many others here, he fears he'll die before ever getting a transplant.
We're all from the executed prisoners. How could one explain the sharp increase of organ transplants in the past decade while the death penalties had been decreasing steadily?
But he was in great health. He not only was a chiropractor, but had a PhD from Harvard in nutrition. And also I have patients writing all the time who say they go in with this stage or that stage cancer, and that he was able to put them into remission.
Yeah, that is not the look of somebody who doesn't want to live.
We also had Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who was well-loved, and another Dr. Abdul Kamir, found dead both on the same day, both on the East Coast. And Dr. Gonzalez was a best-selling author. He was, Joe, Dr. McCullough, had interviewed him numerous times, and he was also helping patients like the two others with cancer. And we did not attend the funeral in New York and in New York City, but the church was packed. They say, even Suzanne Summer said this in a video that she did, with people that had like stage 4 pancreatic cancer and were going to die. And now 20 years later, they're like, here I am, thanks to Dr. Gonzalez. That in his very last interview, which is now on YouTube, Joe and I didn't do it, but someone else did, he did say that he had heard that they wanted him dead. And then these are more pictures of doctors found dead, many under mysterious circumstances. We have the one in the corner who allegedly fell off a balcony at his house, was a vegan cardiologist, outspoken in holistic practices as well. With a total, it would be 33 others, some in mysterious car accidents, who even the authorities say don't add up. These are all holistic docs. I think every one of those doctors there would be holistic doctors. And this was all within, I think every one of them would have been in the last year.
Best I could tell, many of them were working with the autism vaccine connection, some with cannabis oil, some with the GICMAF, this enzyme that seems to really boost the immune system against cancer. So it seems to me, if you had to boil it down, they were doing effective jobs at both helping patients and getting the word out on alternatives that might be very effective and well might undermine the sickness business in one way or another, which, as most people know, is a multi-trillion-dollar business.
Oh, yeah, yes. Because of the platforms many of them had, big platforms, not only were they writing about it, talking about it, Dr. Bradstreet and others did TV shows on just focusing out on vaccines.
Okay, well, thank you for that update, and thank you for bringing this story to light. What I'd like to do is take just a few minutes to share a little bit of an overview of my research. I've been researching assassinations, unfortunately, for over a decade. And so it gives me the opportunity to look at the themes that are in common to a bunch of them. So let me just say how some of my research relates to what it is that you're sharing. First of all, you know, George Bernard Shaw is known for saying, amongst many other things, assassination is the extreme form of censorship. So in going from this kind of micro scenario to the macro and looking at other sectors, there were in the early 2000s, in the first 3 or 4 years of after the millennium, there were over 30 microbiologists who were found dead under suspicious circumstances. And so these are many people who were working on different biowarfare things, on anthrax and so forth. And fundamentally, they were people who were in the know on what the shadow government, what the agencies, what the secret societies were doing, ironically enough, developing ways of killing other people who might get in the way of their agendas. There have been a lot of rumors about the suspicious things that have happened surrounding the Clintons for the last 20 to 30 years, you know, from the MENA, Arkansas CIA drug smuggling to the whole Whitewater scandal and then on into Bill's administration and a lot of Hillary's activities with Benghazi and so forth. And I had originally heard 33. I went back to check, and now it's closer. It's between 60 and 70 suspicious deaths surrounding them, the only one of which most people know is Vince Foster, who's pictured on the left there. But let me just mention some other areas so that you can see the theme here. There have been, as many of you may know, over the last year or two, many suspicious deaths of bankers. There have been over 70 of them. Many of them worked in the risk management level of these big banks, and they had a lot of inside information on the rigging of the gold market, the Forex market, of the LIBOR interest rate market, and so forth. So again, when the top people don't want investigations to be able to follow the money and the power chain all the way up to them, their strategy is often to take out the middleman. Aaron did an article recently on journalists who've been killed. There were over 2,000 cited in that article. Many people have probably heard of the carjacking of, or car hacking, really, of Michael Hayes from McChrystal, and he had been harassed by FBI agents, just like Jeff Bradstreet was, literally the day before that, so he supposedly crashed his car. But you know, anybody who's in the know on these things know that they can take over and hack those cars. And there was evidence of explosives in the car. And Andrew Breitbart, who was coming out with a story on Obama just before the election, was killed. Gary Webb, the famous journalist from the San Jose Mercury, was exposing the CIA drug smuggling and then was found shot twice in the head. I mean, this one, It would make you laugh if it weren't so tragic. You know, who has the wherewithal to shoot themselves the second time in the head? Then in the area of energy inventors, which cuts close to home for us, I've been involved in this field for 15 years. And as we reported in Thrive, the movie, Gene Malov was suspiciously beaten to death the day before he was going on Coast to Coast with David Wilcock to talk about new breakthroughs in cold fusion. Stanley Meyer was disappeared after he went public with his automobile engine that ran on water. Several acquaintances of ours, Adam Trombley and his partner Farnsworth and John Bedini and Paul Pantone, They're all, well, Paul Pantone died recently, but he was literally kidnapped, institutionalized, and then basically drugged to almost to death because he was also coming out with the water engine. So it goes on into to voter fraud, election rigging. There have been at least seven clear assassinations having to do with the Choice Point, Diebold, and TrueVote companies. There are a rash of assassinations around the whistleblowers on the international pedophilia rings at the high level of the judiciary, of the police, and of top-level government people. And unfortunately, I could go on and on with this, but my point is to make the pattern clear that there are very powerful would-be controllers who don't want the truth coming out.
I think it's also important to recognize that, first of all, these events are occurring, so to be aware that that's a possibility, and as a result of that, take reasonable precautions. You know, lock your house, make sure you have a security system.
Time is motion. Welcome, of course, to the transmission. Let's see here. Ooh. Gruesome stuff there on the clip we heard. Very gruesome stuff. Although it's a point of reality. This point of reality is that the ruling devils, the ruling class, don't want nothing right. Not even from their own kind. They absolutely do not want nothing that's going to produce what's right, nor to heal people in the right way. They don't want none of that. So all you all that's wasting your time thinking and buying the dream of, you know, a better tomorrow or a better America, and, you know, everything's one day in this world's going to be all right for you. You got nothing coming. Do I say that because I'm wishing? These people are showing you here they're not for that. The ruling people with power, people that if they feel you are of any right can erase you just like that. Especially on Khan, because, you know, they're not gods. So they can really erase them. Although, for you to think that you're going to have a utopia in hell, it ain't just hell this world because it's just hell. It's designed that way. But the guy was talking about the autism and different things, the MSG, these foods that are creating autism and learning disabilities and all other types of things. They're engineering this stuff. All these diseases you're popping up with, cancer, diabetes, I mean, number one killers. Things that at one point they plan not only everybody's going to die from, although at one point or some point people are going to have these things. So for you to think and be bamboozled that you're going to have heaven and hell when you don't control nothing. Only way that's going to happen is if you run in the show. That means you run in the government, you run in what stays in this world, what does not stay. Just like if they don't want people that's, you know, it's been known for years that it's enough hydrogen and water. They don't need to burn no oil and stuff like that, polluting the atmosphere or putting holes in the ozone layer so the sun can come beaming out and giving them skin cancer and whatnot. It's too much melatonin just in the sun. They don't need to do that. Although instead of doing the natural route, they rather do the unnatural route. Pollute you. If you don't control those elements, you can forget that little utopia you're in. All you can do is the best you can in just preservating yourself to this place's remove. At best you can do. That's at best you can do. That's not just the only thing you can do. That's the best thing you can do. Because one thing about, you know, this beast, he's relentless. He does not stop. He's like the Terminator. He said he don't feel pity or remorse or any of that. He just keep coming. So that's in essence there. What I'm saying, we'll be going over that tonight in it's an interesting class here. You know, a lot of people don't know. A lot of these people here, even of Caucasian, that were trying to do the right thing. Also, we was on the body parts. They got guy said he was taken and drugged at some farmhouse. We already know there's a lot of Negroes was found and organs was missing and all kinds of things. So this guy was taken to a farmhouse and he said, you know, they took his kidneys and all kinds of things. I think he said he sold it to him, one of them. They paid him for it. That's some interesting stuff. That's on the topic of body parts for sale. Now they have it where they ain't even really got to buy your body parts. Since you putting on your driver's license that you are voluntarily going to be an organ donor when you die or whatever, then that automatically, you know, puts you in a raffle for death. Because if you get a hold of, you get a hold of one of these doctors here that got a deal or got a sale for money of one of your organs or a good running organ for somebody that is willing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for it. And you in that hospital bed in a pitiful condition or in a severe state, they might just pull the plug on you and let you go. Because they got more at stake based on what they are even in the profession for. What they're in the profession for. You know, they talk about seatbelts as prevention. And all the other things, you know, driving at a certain speed limit, driving the speed limit. They speak about all these things as prevention. Prevention. Although, how many of them are telling you how to prevent cancer? How to eat right so you prevent all these other ailments that you're going to have to go through and go to the pitiful house? How many of those things that are taking place? Not too many. So, you know, it's no. So prevention is the best case, but it's interesting they only practice that to a degree. Just like suicycles, you all call motorcycles, I call them suicycles. This is a so-called transportation. You can't even wear a seatbelt on. It'll mess you to be safety in it. You know, and anything you hit is total impact. You feel an entire impact on them. But yet, these things are legal. People die of these things. I knew a guy that died on one of these things years ago. You know, back when we was in high school, he had him a motorcycle, and, you know, he had his girl that he'd ride around on the back with and all that stuff. And one guy that we knew also said he was driving, they was on the freeway driving together. And you know, of course, they were speeding and doing their little thing. And he looked back, didn't see the guy. So he went on for miles and miles. Then he went back and saw the guy, you know, ambulances and people all over the place, you know, surrounding him. And he was dead by a suicide. But these things are legal. Guns are dangerous. But yet, you know, everybody's down there got one these days. So he's letting you know that, well, I would say the elites, not everybody. We just heard some people that's trying to do the right thing. They're trying to help people. They're trying to heal people. They know there's nothing that exists, any ailment that the earth can't heal you from. Always remember that. Every ailment the body has since your body is earth. It has minerals in it, just like there's minerals in the earth. It has traits of iron and gold and different things. The same elements is in the earth, including worms that's in the earth. So every ailment or necessity that the body needs and has to have is already here in the earth. Everything's already, this is a planet, it's already planned. Everything is pre-planned here. Your food, your minerals, everything's already here for you. You don't need nothing else. You don't need no made-up drugs. or any of this other hogwash out here. You don't need none of that stuff. All you need is what's nature, natural, nature and real, natural. It's just a damn shame for them to just be this damn evil. It's ridiculous. Seriously. Although through chaos, comes order. Order is going to come out of this planet. We've already seen everything revealed of negative. We've seen all the rapes, all the murders. There's nothing original for this force to do. So out of chaos will come order. It's playing itself all out. As a matter of fact, it's done. That's why now even the people that are wicked as hell, they sick of their own world. They tired of it. And you can see it in their faces. They're sick of it. Here's an article here. These are five holistic health doctors found dead in 4 weeks. Five more go missing after running with the feds. See, this is why the federal government, you know, they don't care about people's health. They want you to be sick. It's a business for them. So these people that, you know, go off and try to do something constructive, and they go and kill these people, the feds. They got little missionary people. They go and put hits on people. The article reads here, over the past 5 months, five natural health doctors have either mysteriously died or intentionally killed, with another five gone missing. Some of these people just go missing. That's if they find them. So it says the other five having gone missing under unexplained circumstances. As we previously reported, the curious deaths begin when Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, a renowned autism researcher from Florida, now practicing in Georgia, was found dead with a gunshot wound to his chest. Police were quick to claim that the gunshot wound was self-inflicted, ruling the death as suicide almost immediately. So they did a very short investigation of this. They didn't get to the autopsy, what they had to say, before they just automatically, he shot himself in the chest. Anybody know a shotgun or it's really difficult, I'll say, to point a gun at your chest. That's real difficult. Because a gun is almost guaranteed to jerk and you holding it awkward. Says the doctor's family suspect foul play, with family members setting up a donation page in an effort to find the answer to many questions leading to the death of Dr. Bradstreet. The next suspicious death came only days later, on Father's Day, June 21st, when Dr. Bruce Hindell, D.C., Ph.D. of Miami area, was found slumbered over his car with no indication as to the cause of death. The details regarding Hindell's death are even murkier than of Bradstreet's. With very few details being released, Hindell's was reported to be extremely fit and had actually been doing an athletic event earlier in the day before being found dead. So this guy was not only mysteriously murdered, he was in good health. He was running and doing all types of, you know, physical activities, raising levels of suspicion around these doctors' deaths was the fact that both had previously run into problems with the feds due to their holistic treatments of patients. Just a week prior to Bradstreet's death, his office was raided by the Food and Drug Administration. These are real gangsters here, FDA. These are the people that don't want nothing natural, practically, that they can't control over. Especially anything if they're promoting that it's going to heal or cure people. You know, because we know the FDA is a multi-billion-dollar industry that sells people drugs. Same drug dealers on the street. The only thing, the drug dealer on the street, he says, you know, you're addicted to the drug. The doctor here, the FDA, they say prescription. Although prescription is nothing but an addiction. He said, I'm going to prescribe this for you. You got to take it the rest. Matter of fact, it's worse than addiction. Because if you are a lifetime, if he's prescribed you a drug, a lifetime prescription, you know, at least somebody that's on an addiction, they can one day get off if they want to. They could kick the addiction or whatever. Meanwhile, you, who's on a prescription, you can't get off. You won't be able to get off. Interesting stuff here. All right, let's continue on this clip here. Very interesting stuff. I'll be back shortly. Listen to all information and release all preconceived ideas, as we always say.
Our Thrive Connect network is getting them to take the security seriously enough to have protection, have a security system, have bodyguards in critical situations that are apt to be risky. So I totally agree that it can be paralyzing to live in fear. And the best way I find not to live in fear is be true to your mission and at the same time address whatever concerns you have in a practical manner. I think it can also be a reminder to us to stick together. You know, get to know one another and collaborate, share resources, share security advice, and then collaborate to optimize the chances of success, and particularly share strategies. There are a whole spectrum of strategies for getting these things safely out, and it runs from, you know, traditional venture capital to all the way to open source. You know, just be compensated by someone, if possible, to just dump the knowledge on the internet, because then you're no longer the sole keeper of the knowledge, and then there's no purpose in taking you out. It actually brings attention to your breakthrough.
You know, absolutely not being living from fear is where it's at, and I find that the more informed I am, the better choices I can make. For me, in terms of fear, it was to realize that I believe we're in times where not speaking out is equally dangerous. I think we become a little more targeted potentially as being spokespeople, but the reason that we're spokespeople is because everyone is at serious risk. Another part of it is that, you know, courage is it's a heart-based experience. I mean, both the base of the language, cor, from courage, is Latin for heart, and I think that it just feels so good to
public.
Be.
I mean, I'm looking to make blood draws easy for children, for people. I'm very passionate about people. I find myself, I'm very humane and very sensitive. I thought I was going to be just drawing blood, not procuring tissue from aborted fetuses. I basically just went on Craigslist, typed in the word phlebotomist lab technician, and I clicked the link to apply. It said procurement technician. I went to the website, it said STEM Express, and apply now. I applied. It was really short. It wasn't even an application. It was your name, your phone number. That was it. And I got an email back, and I interviewed. And they don't even let you know in the interview. Use the facilities, and they
about what I'm trying to offer to clinics, the procurement service, and she said, you know all about this.
Oh, we have already a relationship with ABA.
Oh, okay.
So that's the sort of thing you're doing?
It's a startup. So since there's already a service that I'm thinking with my business.
I've been using them for over 10 years, really a long time. So I just kind of renegotiated a contract. They're doing the collection test. Government level collections and things like that.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of other providers in town.
I don't want to sound like a salesman here, but I'm going to. So we return a portion of our fees to the clinic.
Oh.
Just to, as a way of thank you for this. Just trying to establish.
Right, get a toast.
Yeah.
And then make it sound like.
Right.
Hello.
They weren't looking for a compassionate individual at all. They were just looking for someone who could get as much money, as many samples. I think that's why they were interested in me as a phlebotomist, because I can draw quick. So I think that they looked at that, and they wanted someone who could get the numbers up. The owner, Kate Dyer, she used to be a procurement tech, and then she went and started her own business. And now she's making a lot of money based off the poor girls half the time don't even want to get a portion. It's a pretty sick company.
Okay, so I'd like, what would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of?
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay it?
Okay. I don't think so. I would like to know what would make you happy. What would work for you?
Well, you know, negotiations, the person says that the figure first is going to look, right?
I don't look at it that way. I know. You want to play that game? I get it. You know what? If you lowball, I'll act pleasantly surprised, and you'll know it's a lowball.
Okay.
What I want to know is what would work for you. Don't lowball it.
Okay.
Tell me what you
do.
All right, that was the eugenist. Was that Child Parenthood? Runs that eugenist. Program they got going on, and basically confessing to the black market body parts through the abortion clinics that Child Parenthood sponsors. They are really the authors of abortion clinics, you know, even along with Gloria Steinem on that woman's choice thing, and you know, the feminist movement of basically promoting abortion, you know, promoting women to abort their offspring if they want to, you know, regardless of what the man says or whatever, that, you know, that's their body and whatever else. Which is true to a degree, although they're promoting death. A so-called society that claims and proclaims to promote so much life and promote death like that. So that's the body parts for sale there. And, you know, it appears with these embryos, you know, they've been doing things. The lady said she thought she was taking blood. You know, she said she found out she was doing some other stuff. So, from these things also, depending how how far in the pregnancy the infant may be, they can still use those organs, or AKA body parts. It's the organs they want with people, even bone marrow. You'd be surprised, you know, how they can take certain bone marrow from people. Give it to the somebody else. So that in relation to this other thing that's going on, really interesting stuff. Like I said, people say, "Wow, that's so negative." It's the reality. Do you rather live in a dream? These people don't want a world of peace. You would have that. If it was in your little delusionary world, if these people wanted that world, it would be that. Or they would do the things that promote that. So since they don't, it's just a matter of time. Their ways of death is going to come your way. You just better be prepared. Because you're still in your little la-la land. That's what they want, everybody. That's why they make movies. You know, movies when people are doing a depression time and a recession time, movies were making the most money because that's what people did to get away from those times. That's why they have bars. That's why they have drugs. So that people can get away from their past. Get away from their current time. They need to just step out for a minute. But when you come back, the problems are still there. When you come back out of church from jumping up and down and rolling around, you go outside your communities, the dope man is still down the street. You didn't wish him away. In fact, you've been having crooks going in robbing the churches these days. So you can wish, you can be all delusional as you want to. Reality will hit you. And when it does, boy, whew, you wish you would have prepared for reality rather than been scared of it. Preparation. That's what this is about. How are you going to prepare yourself? You know, if somebody knows there's a disaster coming or a hurricane or whatever, they know a storm is coming. That's the key idea, is they're in a know. They know what's happening out there. The next intelligent thing for them to do is preparation, to prepare themselves. They need extra food or shelter or clothing or whatever they need. Although the key idea is preparation. It ain't going to help. They can go get drunk the day before it happens. Or block out what the newsman said or whatever. And just believe what they want to believe. Believe tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. And he told them, you know, a major storm coming. So it's better that you prepare in advance. Just like a planet we're in. Everything's planned. Preparation. All the food and how the cotton that you can produce clothing from, everything's already here for you. It's already prepared. All you got to do is put a little energy or a little effort into producing these things. There's never a limitation where the earth's going to say, okay, I'm done producing for you. This is all. It's unlimited. You can grow as much corn as you can grow, as much wheat or whatever else, cotton. The earth ain't going to stop producing for you. Minerals, herbs, all those things. It's an endless supply. It's an organ energy. This is one of the rare planets that can produce its own energy. I say organic, organ energy. You got all these different portals all over this planet. You know, the Bermuda Triangle and all these other places, which are nothing but unseen pyramids. All them ships go out in Bermuda Triangle and come up missing. Since the early 1940s and different things, ships been missing out there. You went into one of those portals. But he ain't going to sit here and explain this to you. You're not to know these things. Your ignorance is his empowerment. That's his only empowerment, or the elites of this world. And the government's empowerment is your ignorance. So they have to kill off these people here as trying to do the right thing, trying to heal people, trying to solve this cancer problem or cancer awareness you all wear all this pink and raise billions of dollars for. These people already got a cure for cancer and getting their damn heads blown off for it. While he's sitting there telling you, oh, we're trying to help find cancer research. Donate to this. But you in a utopia, this is your beautiful world here. When he's toying with you. All right. It appears some of us is ready to go. Anyways, pay attention to, I say, with this president, pay attention. A lot of things that he's going to be doing, he's going, you know, next couple of months, you know, you're going to think he's been there for years. And he's coming real fast. Real fast. You know, he's not to waste any time. Just pay attention to your news and different things and what they're going to be telling you pretty soon. All right. So with that, I guess we'll go ahead and end until the next time. I don't know when I'll be able to come back on, although I come on when I can. So with that, mathematical salutations and good night.